This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who wants to go to the Tribeca Film Festival this year up there in New York City? That would be kind of awesome, actually. I've never been to one of those things before, and we've certainly featured films that have been honored, documentary films. Remember, of course, the one about HIV and AIDS was the biggest one. That it actually was awarded many prizes. I don't know if it was in Tribeca, though.
House of Numbers.
House of Numbers, right?
Yeah.
And we were just hanging out with our friend, you know, Andrew Wakefield at the Cal Jam this past weekend. And now the big news is that his feature documentary film, Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, is one of the films going to be featured at the Tribeca Film Festival. And that's pretty cool. I think...
It all depends on who you ask.
That's true. It all depends on who you ask. That's true. Because if you think about it, Hollywood people have been pilloried if they even hint at maybe questioning the safety of vaccinations or the rate at which they are given or the numbers of them that are given. Like, you know, Rob Schneider, good guy, really is a parent, cares about this stuff, and he spoke out about it, and what happened? They pulled his State Farm commercials when he was, you know, doing, you know, the copy man, you know, the copy man. And it's just so outrageous because the protests immediately come into play to just discredit anyone who has a cognitive cell left in their brain on the issue of injecting toxic poisons. Now, we covered yesterday or the day before on the air a CNN article about toxins causing disease and that detoxification is very important. And I think I blasted out in the Twitter sphere a perspective on it. Let me see if I can find what this perspective was. I'm going to view this conversation. I said, RSV, hashtag homeopaths, hashtag naturopaths vindicated, hashtag toxins really do cause disease. What will hashtag skeptics rail against now? And of course, link to the CNN article. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Super Don, but the pseudo-skeptics really they don't like it when homeopaths and naturopaths and even medical doctors who are holistically inclined talk about detoxification and toxins. I don't know, is it just, what would they call that fallacy? Is there a toxin fallacy from the pseudo-skeptics? Did I lose Super Don? Did I bore Super Don to death? I don't know where he went. Oh, we lost Super Don Terror. I can't ask the question. I'll answer myself. Yes, in fact, I don't know what the name of the fallacy is. When we get Super Don up, maybe he can explain it to me. But the skeptic responded to me that I didn't know because I don't follow him, but there is a skeptic named skeptic. And he asked, you know, at R Spell Media, hashtag homeopaths, hashtag naturopaths vindicated. No, you're all still quacks. Hashtag quacks. So I said back to him, make sure not to read the linked article. It might offend your religious worldview, else you might need a quack attack vaccine, right? Because for years, the pseudo-skeptics have attacked homeopaths and natural doctors who have said, yeah, it's all about toxins. Toxins matter. Even in minute doses, they matter. They bioaccumulate. They impact metabolic functions. The liver becomes congested. The kidneys become, you follow me here? And his follow-up or her follow-up, I don't know what the Skep Duck is, says, RSL Media, toxic chemicals being bad for you isn't groundbreaking. How does this vindicate homeopaths exactly? And I want to say he's not a very good Skep Duck because he hasn't been following his entire field of pseudo-skepticism, where this has been one of the mainstays dogma of their scientific religion, that toxins can be injected to extents that only Paul Offit can describe. How many vaccines can Paul Offit give you and say it's completely safe? So I think this Skep Duck has lost the playbook or just doesn't know. Maybe he or she is new to the pseudo-skeptic game. Super Don, you back with me? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Ben, let me know. Anyway, so here we are at the Tribeca Film Festival. Not yet. I'm not actually invited to go. But this Vaxxed from Cover-Up to Catastrophe is one of many of the documentary films that are being featured at this event. And guess what? The Skep Ducks are apoplectic. The Los Angeles Times is outraged. How dare they cover a movie by Andrew Wakefield, the discredited, the defrocked doctor from England, who actually had the audacity to acknowledge what he witnessed in his pediatric gastroenterology practice among the children of parents who brought their kids to him, who found that there was the strain of measles specific to the MMR vaccine in the guts of these kids who had inflamed intestinal tracts, we call it iatrogenic enterocolitis, and the same strain from the measles vaccine. And they also seem to have higher incidence or actual incidences of autism. Even though at the time he never claimed that the MMR caused autism, he observed this, reported it, published it, and the lead researcher was completely vindicated of any wrongdoing, yet Wakefield didn't have the money to defend himself, and so he couldn't do much. Yet he has become the poster boy, whipping boy, for what they call the anti-vaxxers, which was not a self-anointed title. In fact, Wakefield was never anti-vaccination, although now he acknowledges that with the lack of science on safety and efficacy, he would never vaccinate his own children. But that certainly wasn't the case at the time, nor the first time I interviewed him. Super Don, do we have you back?
I'm here, yes.
I thought you were eaten by a Louisiana alligator.
No. I thought maybe the L.A. Times had sabotaged my internet connection or something.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the L.A. Times is just not real happy about the fact that this movie is going to...
Oh, come on. You are being very gentle, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I was waiting for you
they're
to...
They're not very happy.
Tear them a new one.
They're a little discontent. I'm not going to rip them a new one, but I'm going to just tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
There's this guy here in this article. They quote this guy, Michael Spector. He's a staff writer at The New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say that allowing Andrew Wakefield to have his documentary screened at the Tribeca Film Festival is comparable to Mike Tyson making a movie about violence towards women.
Gee, really?
He says it's kind of like... was it Leni Riefenstahl making a movie about the Third Reich? This is off the charts, dude. I mean, the way that they are reacting to this, they're treating him like as a war criminal. You know, they're saying that this guy, this Andrew Wakefield, he's responsible for the deaths of so many people. Because, listen, the Tribeca Film Festival only shows the top of the top, the cream de la cream of movies. They would never allow anything strange or controversial or something that people might be offended by, ever. Never, ever.
No, of course not. I mean, could you look back into the history of some movies that might be considered somewhat, maybe marginally controversial? Anything?
Listen, I try to be objective on these things, right? And so I said, okay, let me go take a look at, what has been at the Tribeca Film Festival in the past. And it turns out, back in 2010, they did a screening of the blockbuster, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. I think it won several Oscars. The name of this film was Ticked Off Trannies with Knives.
It's described as a revenge fantasy flick that brews up a concoction of camp, slasher horror, and power chick flick to create a radical new genre. Transploitation.
Transploitation, yeah.
Transvestites with knives. Unbelievable.
Trannies with knives. So we allowed, or they allowed, this movie about trannies with knives back in 2010. But the idea of having a documentary by Andrew Wakefield pointing out the discrepancies of data from the CDC that could be contributing to the explosion of autism, especially found in African American males. No. That's horrible. That's just like, you know, Nazis and, yeah, and stuff. But trannies with knives? Oh no. The critical.
How about this one? A feature film about a junior high hermaphrodite named Spork.
Spork.
Spork. Right? That's not controversial.
Okay. Now listen, we don't want to get into areas where we're like trying to, we're saying that we're making fun of people with different sexual orientations. That's not what we're getting at here. What we're getting at here is that the comparisons that the media are making to Andrew Wakefield and his documentary are unfair. And these are fueled by opinions that are generating from other places other than the fact that this guy has a documentary. This is a prejudged notion.
Absolutely it is.
About Andrew Wakefield.
Yeah, and ORAC and the rest of the pseudo-skeptics, they're trying to fight back, yet say, we're not trying to censor anything. We just think it's a bad decision, right? But if they had the power of censorship, you can bet they'd be censoring this film because it actually reveals, no, not a conspiracy theory, but factual information about William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower. And there's audio that you may never have heard from William Thompson talking about this issue. And to the credit of the Tribeca Film Festival, they say they're about dialogue and discussion. As they acknowledge, over the years, they presented many films from opposing sides of an issue. We are a forum, not a judge. So they're pushing back against those who want to ban this film before it even gets its first airing, if you will, in the theaters up there in, New York, right there in the, what is it, Tribeca area? It's like right near the old World Trade Centers.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if we want to get into the territory of what these guys like ORAC are saying, because they always say the same thing all the time.
Well, they don't have any time left anyway, you know, in this segment. Yeah. We're just about out.
Well, listen, it's crazy. I don't know. Okay. I'll just leave it at that. These guys
leave it at that. Check it out. Vaxxed, this new movie. It's extraordinary what Andrew Wakefield has put out. We're happy he's doing it. We'll get him on as soon as they don't have an embargo on the media regarding this film. All right? Stick with us. What's better for diabetes, surgery or diet and exercise changes? You will be shocked by the answer claimed by the medical establishment. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the articles on the Wakefield film says Wakefield is the leader in the anti-vax movement or something. He's not the leader. I mean, and yes, even Wakefield would never say he's the leader. So it's like people are mischaracterizing him
No, wait a minute. What? I thought he was Admiral Wakefield, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Admiral Wakefield.
No?
Come on, no. That's the crazy thing. The media doesn't even want to cover it accurately, even if they're, you know, covering a story with their slant on it. They can't even get it right. So,
El Capitan.
Yeah. Anyway, Cheryl Atkinson, I believe, featured in the film and going to be talking about it there. Andrew Wakefield, Polly Tommy, Brian Hooker, Felipe Diaz, Stephanie Senna from MIT as well. So if you can make it up there for it, it looks like they're giving a little information there on the TribecaFilm.com website. But anyway, we will move on to, well, the question of the day, not from you, the listener, but the question of the day from this article. If I was to ask you, what would be a more efficient means by which you can alleviate diabetes? Diet and exercise, or gastric bypass surgery. And I guess better is all in the eyes of the definer of what's better, right? Because if you measure out the results of gastric bypass surgery a year after in terms of blood sugar levels, diabetes type tests, it turns out the gastric bypass surgery is better than diet and exercise. However, when you go to who's giving the diet and exercise, you inevitably lead to the lapdogs of the medical pharmaceutical prescribing profession, dietitians, registered dietitians, who are now trying to claim that they're nutritionists because people actually know that dietitians are dunderheads paid for by PepsiCo and Coca-Cola Company. And they never met an artificial sweetener that they didn't like in replacement of refined carbohydrates and sugars. And so to say that bypass surgery, gastric bypass surgery, is better than diet and exercise, it belies the fact that they don't even know what good diet is or appropriate exercise is, as evidenced by the end of the year testing. They couldn't achieve what gastric bypass surgery achieved in terms of reduction of diabetes markers. They don't know anything about what we know, Super Don. I'm just saying.
Well, and listen, I think there's some data that's not being disclosed here in this statement. Now, listen, we have covered the gastric bypass surgery before.
Yes.
Along with some of the other crazier things that they've come up with, like putting vacuum cleaner tubes in your stomach and you eat the food and then it sucks it out. And so,
right.
I mean, crazy stuff. But there are complications that are involved with gastric bypass surgery. In fact, there's a very high number. I wish I had the statistic in front of me, but just take the word of Super Don. there is a very high number of complications that are involved with this, where people have to go back in and have secondary and third surgeries to correct the problem after they've had the gastric bypass. Now, let me ask you a question, Robert.
Yeah.
How many complications are you aware of people taking 100 micrograms of chromium three times a day?
Yeah, the whole food form. No complications whatsoever.
No. Have to go back and get surgery or have any kind of bleeding or do they have to like cut a part of your stomach out when you take the chromium?
No, as yet that has not occurred.
No. Yeah. So this is not a difficult question to ask somebody here. What is going to be better off in the long run, taking chromium or cutting a piece of your stomach out?
Well, it's a fair
ding,
question.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Super Don, if we look at this issue and you recognize the danger long term, like if you go out a year, you go, well, most of them are still alive, even if they've gone in for second or third surgeries. But if you force a fast on the body, which is basically what the surgery does, because it no longer absorbs things, so you're fasting that body. A fasting body will show lower diabetes markers, no doubt. But over time, that malabsorption issue will develop into other chronic diseases and even cancer, because you're going to devastate your immune system. You've corrupted the entire gastrointestinal tract, its integrity. And although you can compensate short-term, inevitably, you will die a horrible death on many drugs because you did this bypass surgery. But within 1 year, they say your biomarkers are better for diabetes than those who went on a different diet and a better lifestyle with exercise. But, of course, no chromium, no 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times a day, which can reverse this type 2 diabetes. I almost say whether you exercise or not. I want you to exercise, but not enough to kill you, of course. Just enough to, I'll go into that a little later. We got a big question of the day about statin drugs, muscle pain, and the false worship of doctors after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey can help me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You ever miss a show? Easy to get the archives. Download for free from GCN or Syndicator, as well as, well, all over the place. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, Epic Times. Well, we got UK Health Radio across the pond and the new SoundCloud. You can find that also at robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Somebody wrote in to me today, Super Don, and said, hey, I ordered some cannabis, CBD, the gold stuff, the good stuff, right? And they didn't give me my 15% discount. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with those people?
Did you put in RSB15 in the coupon spot?
Well, there you go. That's exactly right. She didn't.
Oh, well, yeah. They aren't going to know it's you just because.
Right. Wishful thinking. Know. Well, yeah. I thought about the word RSB15, but I didn't get my discount. No, type it in, folks. If you want your 15% off at canavest.com, put RSB15 in the code, the discount code, okay? That's if good. Not, if you're not sure, call them up. They'll help you walk you through it. It'll
and
be okay.
It does work. I have used it myself.
Yeah, we have validation. It does indeed work.
Yes.
So with that, also, you know, there was one thing we forgot to play from the Los Angeles Times when they learned that the Vaxxed movie was going to be featured at the Tribeca Film Festival. This is the sound that was heard at the Los Angeles Times. A collective gasp.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and Orak the Nipple Ripper, as he's known by Tim Bolin. He's one of the leaders of the skeptics, the pseudo skeptics, issued an alert.
Now, there are some people maybe new to the show.
What would that alert mean?
Why would we play the sounds of ducks quacking in reference to the skeptics? And the reason for that is I believe it's appropriate.
Yes.
It's fitting. That the guys, look, these guys like to call people quacks. They do it all the time. They've done it for years. But it's funny when you see a group of them talking, or you happen to be around and you'll listen to it, the guys sound like ducks because every other word out of their mouth is quack. So they're all walking around in circles and slapping each other back like quack, 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 quack. So to me, it sounds like they're a bunch of ducks.
Which they're the ducks.
You got skeptic from.
Right, and that's what that skeptic on Twitter, who is a pseudo-skeptic as well, called me one of those as well, which is fine, because he doesn't know the whole story. But they're basically vaccine-worshipping bullies. And
I love it when they call somebody a quack. I laugh every time, because I'm just like, oh, skeptic.
Yeah, well, let's go to the good folks listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show that want to participate. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, any time of the day or night. Leave a message if we're not on the air live. Or you can just leave me a message at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, that's right. That means it's time for the question of the day. And this one comes from Michelle. She says, hi, RSB and Super D. I have a question about severe muscle pain in the legs. My pastor has been experiencing muscle pain in his legs for a while, and it is getting to the point that it is debilitating. He mentioned he had been taking statin drugs. For those of you who are new to the show, that's a cholesterol-lowering medication, a toxic poison, yes, I said that, Skeptux, for the liver in particular. He mentioned he had been taking statins, which I told him not to take. This is Michelle talking again, and explained why. He was taking 10,000 international units of synthetic vitamin D and a synthetic multivitamin. Thanks to what I've learned from your show, I told him to stop taking the multivitamin since it's a junky one. Advised him to reduce his vitamin D to 2,000 international units of a non-synthetic variety if he isn't spending 20 minutes in the sun each day. I gave him vitamin K, Mega Food Magnesium, Epsom salts, King Bio Arnica cream, and CBD oil. He's getting some relief and has expressed that the Arnica cream helps him, and he believes the CBD oil is helping him sleep better. He had a physical the other day, and fortunately his doctor told him not to restart the statins since it was showing not to be as beneficial as they once said it was. I was shocked. Michelle, isn't there somebody named Michelle Shocked? Is that like is that a rock star or a movie star, Michelle Shocked?
Yeah, that's old, dude. Wow,
yeah.
You just aged yourself.
I'm sorry, but, you know, she's shocked, and her name is Michelle. I thought that's perfect.
Old, yeah.
Michelle Shocked. She's not old, Michelle. She's writing in. But she made a funny face after that. But, yeah, it's like the doctor admitted that these statins were not as good as we once thought they were. His doctor, however, thought the pain could be due to a lower back issue, and has ordered an X-ray. I read about the side effects of statins, and lo and behold, the main side effect is muscle pain. In rare cases, it's called rhabdomyolysis. What would you recommend for detoxing from statins? She jumps right into one of them. King Body Whole Body Detox? King Bio, I'm sorry. King Body. King Bio Whole Body Detox. Yes, King Bio Whole Body Detox, as well as the liver detox. He has been very open to my conversations, the pastor, on natural healing. So much so that he is allowing me to do a Bible study for our church on the false worship of doctors and natural healing. How cool is that? We've been talking about that for a while, Super D. The fact that these houses of worship, whether they be churches, synagogues, or even mosques, they'll worship their thing, they'll do their thing in the churches, and then they'll praise the parishioners who are doctors for going to extraordinary measures to save the lives of their the fellow parishioners with chemotherapy, a deadly toxic poison. And so this pastor is now getting it. False worship of doctors. That's great.
Wow.
She says, though, I don't yet want to recommend a coffee enema for my pastor. I guess she doesn't want to push her luck on the Bible teaching that she's doing. So that's okay. You can hold off on that. Super D approves of that part of it. But I will say eventually you're going to have to talk about it with your pastor, as uncomfortable as it may be. Because that is one of the most rapid routes of detoxifying the liver, enhancing glutathione production. But in terms of food, we've talked about the One World Whey, the non-denatured whey protein. As far as the food goes, the food source goes, this is one of the most enhancing, as far as foods, of the production of glutathione in the body. So that could be a great option as well, One World Whey. And, of course, extra selenium. 200 micrograms is bare minimum. You already got them doing what? Let's see, you said the MegaFood Magnesium. Give him the MegaFood Chromium and Selenium, or the innate response that you get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That will help tremendously as well. Proper hydration, coenzyme Q10 if necessary, because the statins just wipe out your stores of CoQ10 as well. And he'll be well on his way to recovery. Remember also the breakdown of tissue, connective tissue, that includes muscle tissue. It means there is a need for supplemental silica. And, of course, the form we use is Alta, A-L-T-A, Alta Silica. The loading dose is 3 tablets 4 times a day for at least 2 weeks, maybe as much as 4 weeks, in some cases more if you've got extreme cases of the rhabdomyolysis. Okay? So,
that's serious,
Michelle,
stuff.
That is, isn't it?
Actually, that you know, the side effect from statins is muscle soreness. But if you've got this other condition, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce,
yeah,
but I'm familiar with it, you're actually talking about it. I think they call it, like, it's the same thing like muscle wasting. It's the actual breakdown.
Yeah, you have
tissue.
Total breakdown of the tissue. That's right.
Yeah.
And tendons as well. I mean, it's just a disaster, these statin drugs. And, of course, that
so
doctor.
It sounds like, did she say he's off of it now, but he's still experiencing the pain?
Yes, yeah, and she recommended, yeah. Or actually the doctor recommended x-rays because they thought low back pain. I'm thinking, dude, we were just at the Cal Jam. Find a good doctor of chiropractic or an osteopath who does manipulation, and that might be as well corrective. But the silica will correct a lot of this as well, because we see the weakness not only in the muscle tissue but the neural tissue, and that could be a source of a lot of this pain. So we rebuild the connective tissue, and your pastor will be just fine. Drink some good Echo water. I mean, the church should have it. You know, get the church to get an Echo water unit, install it so everybody's drinking some good water at least on Sunday or Wednesdays, whenever you guys and gals go there.
Can you use Echo water as holy water?
I think it's holy water. I mean, it certainly starts with H2. H2 holy water. Hydrogen is holy. Holy, holy.
The power of hydrogen compels you.
Okay, that was cute. Let's see. Also today, World what? TBD Day. Is that right? No. What is TBD?
World
it's TB Day.
No.
No, it's TB Day. TBD. TB. Tuberculosis Day. What do? We acknowledge World Tuberculosis Day to recognize it's not the same thing as HIV, right? You don't die of HIV because there's no test for it, but you die of TB. That's a wasting away infectious disease in people who are abject nutritional deficiencies, just devastated. All kinds of infections happening. My mentor at homeopathy reversed his TB. Why? How? He didn't even have silver back then. He did it by restoring function to his liver, his digestive system, all of the symptoms associated with it. He targeted it homeopathically. He went organic. He cleaned his liver, kidneys, etc. And wow, he was alive, I don't know, let's see, he was in his 40s, he was dying. He lived well into his late 70s, maybe early 80s, before he passed away from an accident. He had an accident. And it was in a hospital and passed away after the hospital got to him. Anyway, so World TBD Day, we can already reverse TB with homeopathy. Of course, silver can stop it as well. Silver hydrosol is also good. Now, one more thing before we go to the I think it's Easter, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter break. Congress is going home for Easter break without paying attention to the Zika disaster. Super Don, I'm not losing any sleep on this at all, and you shouldn't either. $1.9 billion. Remember Obama said you can have $1.9 billion for Zika? And they didn't appropriate it yet. So
no,
what?
They didn't. Yeah. And listen, I don't always agree with Paul Ryan, Speaker mm-hmm. of the House. But yeah. in this case, I have to kind of go, hey, he's got a good point. You know, he says that there's all this money in the pipeline right now that mm-hmm. was earmarked and going to Ebola. Well, mm-hmm. the Ebola thing is not the crisis that, you know, that they said it was, and especially currently. And so why can't that money that's already sitting there go immediately to Zika, since that's the sky is falling situation?
But it's not, because we've covered it, we've discredited it, we've shown it and debunked it for those that like to use that term. Zika doesn't cause microcephaly. It just doesn't. Stop it already. But there's a word out of Emory University that they're treating a patient with suspected Lassa fever who was evacuated from Togo. Maybe they can send some money there for that hemorrhagic fever, and also to provide counseling for the Emeroids, the Emory students that are crying in their milk because somebody wrote Trump 2016 in chalk all over the university.
The Emeroids.
Quit your crying, Emeroids. Grow a pair, will you? Okay, folks, we'll be back to wrap it up. A germ from cat poop next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rockin' the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, all you Canucks or hockey pucks up north, we're coming to see you.
April 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Health... What is it called? Total Health. Yeah, Total Health 2016. TMB, RSB, the DACA D, DACA Detox. And, of course, Dr. David Brownstein. Man, there's such a great lineup. We're going to have a great time up there. Hope to see you. And if you can visit us in Toronto, come on. You need an excuse? That's a great city. We're going to be out there hanging out with you. So come on up, and we'll see you there. Also, a lot of other upcoming events this year. Stay in touch with us through robertscottbell.com. Behind the scenes, we've got some major upgrades, believe it or not, happening on the website, robertscottbell.com. You want to stay in touch with us there. Really cool stuff about to be unveiled. But we do want you, if you have a cat, to avoid the litter, if you can. Especially if you're pregnant. Ladies, there's something called toxoplasmosis. That's a commonly known issue for females who are pregnant. Do not change the cat litter. But it turns out could be a trigger for men, too. This is something called IED. Now, I always knew IED as improvised explosive device. They used to call
that's
those...
That's something I learned from, I think, in Iraq was when that was first used.
The IEDs. Well, it turns out IEDs may be your neighbor with intermittent explosive disorder. No, this is not a gaseous emission from his rectum. This is literally rage. Rage. Unexplained rage that could be due to the influence of toxoplasmosis, the parasite found in cat feces and undercooked meat. So they're saying here, if you've got an aggression problem or someone with a massive aggression problem, it might not just be hypoglycemia. They didn't say that. I'm just saying that could be the case, but it might be toxoplasmosis, according to the chair of psychiatry and behavioral neuroscience at University of Chicago. Now, at least in this case, the psychiatrist is acknowledging a physical malady, unlike most of psychiatry that pretends stuff exists that doesn't really, because it has no physical test to determine what it really is. There may be an aberrant behavior, but to say, hey, it's a Prozac deficiency is ludicrous. But to say toxoplasmosis might be at the core, that's intriguing. And that is something that is serious and that you can address otherwise. So if you know a walking IED, not in Iraq, but at home, in your neighborhood, at your workplace, you might want to send them this article and say, hey, have you been cleaning the cat litter recently?
Now, this is not to be confused with going into a rage because the cat pooped on the carpet.
No, that's different. Yeah, no, that's different. Yeah, that's a, it doesn't work the same way with a dog. Of course, you can rub their nose in it; they get the picture. Cats are like,
screw you, I'm
right,
out of here.
Yeah, just try and catch me. But hopefully, that could be a problem of senility too, of really elderly cats when they forget about the litter. That's no good. Also, a study about men here acting tough may be bad for your health, man. You know anybody that acts tough? Super dumb.
You know, the kind of tough that they're referring to here is the, hey, just rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but Jesse Ventura didn't have time to bleed. Come on, that's tough, right?
That's true. That's true.
But they're saying that, men, if you're not willing to speak out about symptoms that you have, that could be problematic. If you're not honest about how you're feeling, you don't have to be Mr. Tough Guy at that point. You can go, well, doc, this is going on. Maybe you can help me. Now, hopefully it's a good doc that won't poison you when you tell him the truth. Like a naturopath, a homeopath, an herbalist, a chiropractor, somebody that's not going to poison you, I'm saying. Be honest with them. Maybe your medical doctor, you might want to say, no, I'm good, because you don't want any of those toxic poisons either injected or put into you orally as well.
Men have a cultural script that tells them they should be brave, self-reliant, and tough. But you know what? Use your head.
Forget that noise.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you want to die earlier just because you didn't want to admit that you had, some kind of symptoms or something.
Yeah, I admit, doc, I'm scared of that needle. Don't come near me with it, right? I know what's in it.
Keep that coffee enema away from me.
No, that's the wrong thing to reject, Super Don. Real men do coffee enemas.
I reject it anyway.
Real men do coffee enemas.
Yeah, okay. And they eat quiche, right?
And they eat quiche, too. Not necessarily in that order. But anyway, hey, everybody, keep your liver happy and healthy like we try to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks again to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty available to the world 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We'll be back with some healing. Well, what are we doing tomorrow? It is, Detox of Friday. Embrace the light. Embrace the light. We're going to do that. We're going to get light and happy with Dr. Daryl Wolf and many other healing surprises heading into this Good Friday Easter weekend. May you be blessed along the way, folks. And remember that the power to heal is definitely yours. Even you, tough guy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.